Sean Hogan, country artist, thank you very much, and country songwriter as well. Thank you very much for joining us here this morning on the Morning Wheelhouse. Sean, first of all, if I may start off, where are you right now and how are things going?
Well, thanks, Keith, and thanks for having me on the morning show. I am at home, the home office, HQ, and I am hunkered down at this time on this hump day in Campbell River, British Columbia, on the island, and things are going all right. All things being equal, you know, it's crazy times we're living in.
Oh my gosh, you're in Campbell River. I got you as Sarnia, Ontario, as home, but you're in Campbell River. You're actually in my neck of the woods. My hometown is Nanaimo.
Okay.
Just,
oh, nice. Yeah.
Just
no,
about
I'm,
an hour and a half down
Sarnia,
the road. Yeah.
But I've been living in Campbell River for over 10 years now.
No kidding. No kidding.
Yeah.
You have done a project, in other words, a remake, I guess, from what I hear, of a pretty big hit that you had back in 2000. Dream Vacation was the song then. You've done a remake a little bit of it.
Yeah. Well, when I started hearing people chattering about, you know, people got to stay home and make it a staycation, and I started hearing that given the pandemic, and so I thought, you know, staycation, vacation. And I had a song, as you mentioned, that was a top 10 hit for me 20 years ago, almost to the month. I mean, I think it peaked in about February or so of the year 2000. And it's a fun, lighthearted tune about, you know, really it's, at the time, Dream Vacation is about, you know, maybe can't afford to go too far away on any kind of trips, but, you know, we're just going to have time our lives, and, you know, my love, you know, in the song, the love interest in the song, you know, it'll be like a dream vacation, just us doing whatever we want, and we don't have to go anywhere. And I thought, well, what would a dream staycation be in this circumstance? And of course, I wanted to do a bit of an homage to frontline healthcare workers, and tip of the hat, if you will, without getting bogged down too much in it, and keep the song still fun to listen to and light. And so, yeah, I rewrote aspects of the lyric. I kept some of the lyric exactly the same. The bridge in the song, you know, it's a verse, chorus, bridge type of song form, mm-hmm. if you will. And so the bridge is exactly the same. And instead of my baby's love is like a dream vacation, my baby's love is like a dream staycation. And then, of course, the verses are altered slightly, but still fun. And, you know, that was important for me for the song, you know, because it's got a... And in fact, with the tempo, I kept it in the same key, and with the tempo, I picked it up a bit from like a mid-tempo to a faster tune. And I did that, Keith, because I'd actually, I thought maybe I could use my old masters to the 2-inch reels that I recorded all my songs on all the albums. And so I pulled out these reel-to-reel tapes, and I'd have to transfer these 2-inch, you know, magnetic 24-track tapes, and I can't do that here, so I'd have to do it maybe in, you know, Vancouver. But I got it, you know, all the ferries with what's going on, the ferries are messed up, the scheduling, and I'd have to get it digitized. I thought, well, for all that hassle, I might as well just re-record the song. So I thought, well, I'd done some tracks that way already on the album I released just this past January here in 2020, mm-hmm. my seventh studio album called 7 Come 11, and a lot of these songs we'd done by distance, not all of them, but several. So my drummer, who's played for decades with me now, lives in Los Angeles, and so he cut the drums in Los Angeles, the bass was cut in Toronto, the keys were done in Calgary, guitars in North Vancouver and Kitchener-Waterloo, mm-hmm. mandolin in North Vancouver, you know, I did the vocals in Campbell River, and we stitched it all together with the help of modern technology, with my co-producer down in Kitchener. So it's really cool what you can do, and of course people have been doing that for a while, but it was not quite as much of a necessity as it is now. And so the end result is this song, which pays homage to frontline healthcare workers and, you know, including, you know, PSWs, they call them in Ontario, but, you know, personal service workers that work with the elderly. And I asked folks, I said, you know, to all the guys who were on the recording and the women who were singing, I mean, we have background vocalists. There's a gal out in Kingston singing on it. And so everyone recorded themselves, Keith, singing to this song or performing their instrument to the track. And, of course, we had a click going in the track, so everybody's got the, you know, the click metronome, if you will. And it's just, it's wonderful. It sounds fantastic. It's seamless. The energy is high. It's great. And there's a great vibe. And then I thought, well, we could do a music video. So that's what we're in the middle of doing right now. And I asked people along the way if, you know, I was doing these webcasts from home, hunkered down on Wednesdays, which I'm still doing at happy hour. And it's my, you know, I'm running with the alliteration of Hogan here. So I'm hunkered down on hump days with Hogan. And it's happy hour and my little hovel part of my hacienda. And so around 5 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, we'd hit that hour and we'd play music live webcast. And I had people sending me in, like nurses who were fans of mine and retired fire department chiefs sending me in from the fire department clips. And it's pretty cool. So this video should be done within the week now, and we hope to get it out and circulated and get the awareness and the energy and stay focused. I mean, you know, I'm really looking forward to the days when we can socialize and get, you know, you can go somewhere else and have a meal and not have to take it out, or you can, you know, sit down and have a beer with a friend again, because it's been frustrating, and I haven't had a haircut since early February, so I'm starting to...
I'm in the same boat.
I know. It's crazy, right? It's like, what am I going to do here? I figure if you put enough product in, you can get in control of... I that's what I can do anyway. I can get enough control back in my thinning hair. Well, at least I still have some, but it's like getting weird. But at the same time, I keep thinking, well, it could be a lot worse if you had a vulnerable immune system. And I know what that's like. 8 years ago, I survived stage 4 cancer. And you know, I mean, I know a lot about, you know, having a compromised immune system. So you got to do what you can, right? So I'm just trying to do what I can. Yeah.
How key is it, and how great is it that your country music brethren, all the country music artists in Canada and in the United States, are coming together, especially with a pandemic that has basically taken over the world like this?
Well, it's wonderful to see musicians of all of the styles of music supporting the spirit of humanity, because, as you say, it's in more than 180 countries that they've found. I think it's in even over 200 now. So it's incredible to the amount that it's spread, of course. Yeah, so I think it's wonderful that the human spirit is being buoyed by this all along. So I'm really excited about this video. I'm hoping that we can perhaps even raise some money for COVID-19 relief. You know, if all the professionals, healthcare professionals, are correct, I mean, nobody wants to talk about it, but if this is the first wave and the second wave is potentially worse, and that comes in the fall, then, you know, those won't be fun times either. So I think we need to be as prepared as we can be, and you know, that as soon as you start talking about that stuff, it's like, oh man, I don't want to go there, you know, but and who does? Nobody. But it's like the flu. It's part of the flu season now, so it's just a worse kind of flu, and until we get a vaccine, I guess we have to do whatever we can for each other. So it's a wonderful thing, getting back to your point, absolutely, country music or otherwise. And it's nice that I think that we have music in times like this, because can you imagine if we didn't?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, there's only so many board games that you can play.
That is true.
But I appreciate you guys over the years and, of course, contributing and helping out with the Canadian Country Christmas concerts that I've been doing for the past 13 years straight there in Peace River. And we've helped raise tens of thousands of dollars for Peace River initiatives there. Over the years, you know, in so many ways, and the spirit in Peace River is fantastic, you know, and Peace River Ford, Chrysler and Ford have been huge helpers to the cause too, when we've been up that way and doing those Christmas shows, and so much so that I bought my car from you guys, from Peace River Ford.
No
last
kidding.
Summer.
No
and,
kidding.
And a fine automobile it is. So I shout out to those guys. I look forward to the next time we can get up and do a Christmas show in Peace River. I question whether will we have the opportunity this year, or will it be the first year from 13 consecutive years that we don't do a big fundraising concert dinner there. I don't know, man. Like, geez, how have things been there? Let me ask you, turn the tables.
We're keeping our fingers crossed at this particular point. We're slowly getting back into whatever normalcy might be into the day, but we're doing it slowly. Yeah, we're doing it in phases right now. They're calling this phase zero right now. Phase one will have a few more businesses opening up. The social distancing thing is still going on, which I can certainly understand. It's frustrating, but we're keeping ourselves optimistic, that's for sure.
That's great. Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I think the key thing that you said there, one of the things that was key was, you know, slowly opening up. We don't need a hurry to kind of take, you know, two steps forward and four steps back, right?
I can't even imagine going forward, but hurrying forward, because then all of a sudden we go back and it's like, okay, yeah, four steps backwards. I can't even imagine how frustrating that would be.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had to line up before going into a grocery store, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, man. And then, you know, you start feeling bad because you're walking down the wrong aisle and you're freaking out some older people and you didn't mean to. You turn the corner, it's like they just saw a black cat on Halloween with its back up, and it's like, you know, like, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. But you get the stink eye look. We got to do what we can. I think this song is fantastic. I appreciate you guys adding it, and I hope it puts some smiles on some faces. And I hope you guys will consider it the station when the video is done. Given that I believe you're going to like it, perhaps you guys can share it with your listeners, too.
Absolutely. When it comes out, I believe you said next week, correct?
Absolutely. It'll be out before Wednesday of next week. And not a minute too soon.
We'll be looking for it here, and we'll certainly share it on our website, rivercountry.fm. Sean Hogan, what is the biggest message that you have in these trying times to help us turn the corner, as it were?
Well, I'd have to say thanks for thinking of others and staying safe. I think that's what we have to remember. I mean, we got to remember what we do have. And, you know, it's that old, do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. And I think of others and stay safe. That's all I can really think of to tell you right now, Keith.
It sounds perfect. Dream Staycation is out now. Dream Staycation's video will be out next week. Sean Hogan, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're very welcome. Thank you so much, Keith. Have a great day.